Chapter 6. Gessler's Revenge.
"It is my son Walter, Your Excellency," said Tell.
"Your son? Indeed. This is very interesting. Do you have any more children?"
"I have one other boy."
"And which of them do you love the most, eh?"
"I love them both equally, Your Excellency."
"Dear me, quite a happy family. Now listen to me, Tell. I know you enjoy excitement, so I am going to try to give you a little. Your son says that you can hit an apple on a tree 100 yards away. And I am sure you have every right to be very proud of such a skill. Freisheart!
Your Excellency?
Bring me an apple."
Freisheart picked one up. Some apples had been thrown at him in Luthold earlier in the day, so there were several around.
"I'm afraid that it's a little bruised, Your Excellency," he said, "having hit me on the helmet."
"Thank you. I do not want it for eating purposes," said Gessler. "Now Tell, I have an apple here, a simple apple, not overripe. I would like to see this skill of yours. So take your bow. I see you have it in your hand, and get ready to shoot, because I am going to put this apple on your son's head. He will be placed 100 yards away from you, and if you do not hit the apple with your first shot, you will pay with your life."
And he regarded Tell with a look of hateful triumph.
"Your Excellency, I cannot do this," cried Tell. "It is too monstrous. Perhaps Your Excellency is joking. You cannot ask a father to shoot an apple off his son's head. Please reconsider, Your Excellency."
"You shall shoot the apple off the head of this boy," said Gessler sternly. "I am not joking. That is my will."
"I would rather die," said Tell.
"If you do not shoot, the boy dies with you." "What is it, Tell? Why so careful?" "They always told me that you love dangerous challenges, and yet when I give you one, you complain." "I could understand anybody else being too afraid to accept the challenge, but you? Hitting apples at 100 yards is nothing for you. What does it matter where the apple is? Whether it is on a tree or on a boy's head, it is an apple just the same. Proceed, Tell."
The crowd, seeing a discussion going on, had left the edge of the field and gathered around to listen. A cry of dismay went up at the governor's words.
"Get down on your knees, boy," whispered Rudolf der Harras to Walter, "and beg His Excellency for your life."
"I won't," said Walter stoutly. "Come on," said Gessler. "Clear a path there, clear a path. Hurry. I won't tolerate this standing around. Look, Tell, listen to me for a moment. I find you in the middle of this field, deliberately defying my orders. I find you in the act of cultivating discontent among my people with speeches. I could have you executed without hesitation, but do I? No. Nobody can say that Hermann Gessler, the governor, is not a good person. I say to myself, I will give this man one chance, and I place your destiny in your own skillful hands. How can a man complain of harsh treatment when he is made master of his own destiny? Besides, I'm not asking you to do anything difficult. I merely ask you to perform what must be a simple shot for you. You boast of your incredible aim. Now is the time to prove it. Clear the way there."
Walter first threw himself on his knees before the governor.
"Your Excellency," he cried, "nobody can deny your power. Please have mercy. It is excellent to have a giant's strength, but it is terrible to use it like a giant. Take half of my possessions, but spare William."
But Walter Tell broke in impatiently and asked his grandfather to rise and not beg for the tyrant's mercy.
"Where must I stand?" he asked. "I'm not afraid. Father can hit a bird on the wing." "You see that oak tree over there?" said Gessler to his soldiers. "Take the boy and bind him to it."
"I don't need to be bound," cried Walter. "I am not afraid. I'll stand still. I won't breathe. If you bind me, I'll kick."
"Let us bind your eyes at least," said Rudolf der Harras.
Do you think I am afraid to see Father shoot?
Said Walter.
I won't move an inch. Father, show the tyrant how you can shoot. He thinks you're going to miss. What an old monkey!
Very well, young man, muttered Gessler. We'll see who is laughing 5 minutes from now.
And once more he asked the crowd to stand back and leave the path clear for Tell to shoot. The crowd fell back, leaving a lane down which Walter walked carrying the apple. There was dead silence as he passed. Then people began to whisper excitedly to one another.
Shall we let this be done right in front of us?
Said Arnold of Melkdal to Werner Stauffacher.
What was the use of taking an oath to rebel if we permit this? Let's rise up and kill the tyrant.
Werner Stauffacher, a careful man, scratched his chin thoughtfully.
Well, he said, you see, the difficulty is that we are not armed and the soldiers are. There is nothing I would enjoy more than killing the tyrant, but I am fairly certain that the tyrant would kill us. Do you see my point?
Why were we so slow? Complained Arnold. We should have risen up before, and then this would never have happened. Who was it that advised us to delay?
Well,
said Stauffacher, who had himself advised delay.
I can't quite remember at the moment, but I suppose you could find out by looking up the minutes of our last meeting. I know the decision was supported by a majority.
Look, Gessler's getting impatient.
Gessler, who had been shifting impatiently on his horse, spoke again, urging Tell to hurry.
Begin, he cried. Begin!
Immediately, replied Tell, fitting the arrow to the string. Gessler began to mock him once more.
You see now, he said, the danger of carrying arms. I don't know if you have ever noticed it, but arrows very often backfire on the man who carries them. The only man who has any right to possess a weapon is the ruler of a country, myself, for instance. A low common fellow, if you will excuse the description, like yourself, becomes proud through being armed, and so offends those above him. But, of course, it's not my decision. I'm only telling you what I think about it. Personally, I like to encourage my subjects to shoot. That is why I'm giving you such a fantastic target to shoot at. You see, Tell?
Tell did not reply, but raised his bow and pointed it. There was a stir of excitement in the crowd, more particularly in that part of the crowd which stood on his right, for, his hand trembling for the first time in his life, Tell had pointed his arrow, not at his son, but straight into the heart of the crowd.
Hey, watch out! That's the wrong way! More to the left!
Shouted the people in a panic, while Gessler laughed in delight and told Tell to shoot and risk it.
If you can't hit the apple or your son, he chuckled, you can bring down one of your dear fellow citizens.
Tell lowered his bow, and a sigh of relief went through the crowd.
My eyes are swimming, he said. I cannot see.
Then he turned to the governor.
I cannot shoot, he said. Order your soldiers to kill me.
No, said Gessler. No, Tell, that is not at all what I want. If I had wanted my soldiers to kill you, I would not have waited for a formal invitation from you. I have no desire to see you killed, at least not at the moment. I wish to see you shoot. Come on, Tell. They say you can do everything and are afraid of nothing. Only the other day, I hear, you carried a man, one Baumgartner, that was his name, I think, across a rough sea in an open boat. You may remember it. I particularly wish to catch Baumgartner, Tell. Now, this is a task which calls for much less bravery. Simply shoot an apple off a boy's head. A child could do it.
While he was speaking, Tell had been standing in silence, his hands trembling and his eyes fixed, sometimes on the governor, sometimes on the sky. He now grabbed his quiver and took from it a second arrow which he placed in his belt. Gessler watched him, but said nothing.
Shoot, father!
Cried Walter from the other end of the lane.
I'm not afraid!
Tell, calm again now, raised his bow and took aim. Everybody leaned forward, the front ranks unsuccessfully trying to convince those behind that there was nothing to be gained by pushing. Gessler bent over his horse's neck and stared eagerly at Walter. A deep silence fell on everyone as Tell released the string. "Pfft!" went the string, and the arrow rushed through the air. After a moment of dead silence, an enormous cheer rose from the crowd. The apple had leaped from Walter's head, shot through the center.